And speaking of baseball, we're going to continue with our Down on the Farm. As we had earlier, we were talking with Joe Weil of Winston-Salem Dash of the Class A affiliate of the Chicago White Sox. Now we're going to another Class A affiliate, and that is the Wisconsin Timber Rattlers. And talking with Chris Merring, the voice of the Timber Rattlers, they are the Class A affiliate of the Milwaukee Brewers up in the Midwest League. The Timber Rattlers are currently sitting 7th out of 8 in the Midwest League's Western Division at 12 and 17 going to last night. How did they do last night, Chris?
They won last night, 3-2. Kind of an interesting game, a nice little comeback, and it broke a 5-game losing streak. So always nice to have a win to talk about.
That's for sure. Well, talk a little bit about the team and the season so far. Obviously, we're very early in all this, but just to kind of give us a sense of some of the players on the team and based on how they've been playing and your thoughts about this year's Timber Rattlers.
You know, the Brewers really sent some nice prospects to us. Some guys are on the prospect lists, according to Baseball America and according to MLB Pipeline. Some guys are pretty highly thought of in the Brewers organization, maybe just outside those top 30 lists. So I think the main name that everybody wants to talk about is Bryce Terang, who was the number one pick last year by the Brewers. He is so advanced as a hitter, as just a high school pick. It's amazing. I've watched him do some things that some college kids couldn't do their first year out of the draft. So I think the Brewers really have a good one in him, it's going to be fun to watch him develop over the season. He had like a 14-game hitting streak earlier this year, a 16-game on-base streak, and it's so much fun to watch him hit every day. And I'm glad I don't get to miss. I'm glad I don't miss an at bat of his while he's here.
Now he dropped in the draft too last year. Because he had, if I remember right, he had kind of a poor spring situation or poor tryouts or something like that, where a lot of people lost faith in him. And great news for the Brewers, he dropped all the way down to 21. What about him makes him so special? And how fast of a fast track is he on to get to the majors?
Well, I don't think he's going to be playing shortstop for the Brewers anytime in the next 2 years. So, but. He's got a really good sense of what a strike zone is. And you usually see high school guys chase a lot of off-speed stuff outside the zone, especially late in counts. He doesn't do that. He knows what he wants to do. He seems to have a plan every time he goes up. I see him go the other way a lot, which, you know, sometimes you see hitters come up and they try to pull everything, and he doesn't do that. He'll take ball where it's pitched and do what he can do. And the other thing is he's so competitive. He talked about how he grew up in such a competitive household. You know, his dad played in big leagues, and his mom was a really good athlete as well, and his sisters, and just so competitive, and he carries that over. And I think he took that, that dropping in the draft kind of personal, so he's going to take it out on everybody, which is a nice little attitude to have.
We talked a little while ago. I mentioned to Joe Weil of the Winston-Salem Dash, and they have kind of a similar player in Nick Madrigal that reminds me a little bit of what I'm seeing statistically with Bryce Terang, in that they are very good hitters, a good defensive player, some pretty good speed. Neither one of them has a home run yet. Is that something that, in Bryce's case, you think will develop, or is he just going to be a really good contact hitter and a good defensive player with great speed and not so much worried about the power numbers?
I think that's something that's going to develop in time. I mean, he's still just, you know, basically a kid.
Right,
and he's still
right.
developing. And, you know, a lot of guys come in and they don't have a lot of home runs, and then that is something that develops as they go up the ladder. I mean, you don't really see a lot of high school kids come in and hit 20 home runs in the Midwest League. They're going to the numbers to really look at this level would be doubles. I mean, if a guy, especially a high school kid, is hitting a lot of doubles, that's something that's going to eventually turn into some home runs as they get up the ladder and see some pitching that's going to be throwing pitches that are able to be hit out. Here at this level, sometimes, you know, you get, you know, you get a 90-mile-an-hour fastball, and you can hit it out, but you have to supply a lot of the power. But as you move up, that's going to be a 94, 95-mile-an-hour fastball that you can use that to turn it around and get it out. So, the home runs will come, but I don't think anybody's really worried about power at this level right now, especially for a high school hitter or for any 18, 19-year-old kid that's playing in the Midwest League.
Sure. Let's jump off for another top prospect. I'm just kind of picking some of the higher names up on the list here, and that is Aaron Ashby, the pitcher, nephew of Andy Ashby. And seems to be, he's doing pretty well so far, too. I see he got a 4.37 ERA, 31 strikeouts in 22 innings, so that looks pretty good as well. What do you think of his production and his future as well?
Well, Aaron, we're glad we got him back because he pitched so well at the end of the year last year for us after the draft. He got a call up late in the year, and he had a couple of double-digit strikeout games. He has just been he's been a little inconsistent here in the first half. I think the weather has a lot to do with that. Mm-hmm. It's tough to pitch when you've been in Arizona for 6 weeks, and you come up here, and we haven't had a 70-degree day in the first month of the season. So. But also he's got 9 more strikeouts than are actually in his stats because he pitched a suspended game in Beloit, where he struck out, 9 guys, in like, I don't know, 4 innings or whatever, but, the stats aren't in there yet because it was a suspended game and they won't be in there until June. But Aaron he knows how to pitch. He's got, a pretty good fastball. He knows what he's doing with his off-speed stuff. He's left-handed. Sometimes he acts like he's left-handed, so you know he's left-handed because he's. we were doing a game last night, and it was 40 degrees, and we had like a 20-minute delay for an umpire injury. And he was, I was working on my computer during the break, and all of a sudden I saw somebody jumping up and down in front of my window, and I look, and it was him trying to get my attention for something, and. He just was trying to get my attention. He wasn't trying to tell me anything. It was just kind of, it's odd.
He's a class clown then, right?
He's a great kid though. And he's had a few up and down outings where, he had like a 5 inning no hit, one outing. And then he had another outing, the Miller Park game where he gave up 7 runs, 5 earned in 2 2/3 innings. So, he's just got to find some consistency early in the season, and I think the Brewers got a steal with him in the fourth round where they picked him. So the Brewers had a really good draft last year. They've got some really good prospects. They've made some really smart trades. It's not all just Kristen Yelich for 5 guys to help them out at the big league levels. They've made some trades at the minor league level that have helped guys. So it's really good to see.
Chris, let's talk about the Midwest League and some of the other teams, I guess, here in our state line, like Kane County, Peoria, Beloit. Are some of these teams, are you guys starting, is there like a rivalry within this league, or how does that work?
It's kind of tough. The main rivalry is between the front offices because, the Brewers and the A's, which are the Snappers affiliate, that's not something that's a huge rivalry. The Brewers and the Diamondbacks with King County, that's not much of a rivalry. But Brewers Cardinals with the Chiefs, that's a pretty good rivalry. But it's not like we're fighting tooth and nail to win championships against these guys. We're just trying to see the team win games and play well and hopefully they play well enough where they're going to be moving up and they can have those rivalries at the big league level.
Chris, getting back to the pitching here, and I mentioned that we had talked a little bit about Aaron Ashby, but I'm looking at statistically, and I know it's not all about just numbers, but you've got several guys here that are at or more, they've had more strikeouts than innings pitched, so I think is always a good indicator. Obviously walks is an indicator too, strikeouts to walks. But talk a little bit about some of the rest of the staff. And we've seen unknown names I'm looking at here. I see 35 strikeouts for Matt Lazar, or Lazar, I'm not going to pronounce that. Scott Sunich is 32 strikeouts in 34 innings, and a couple other guys like that. So, it looks like they got some good power arms down there. And these are all starters. These are not relief pitchers.
Yeah, and unfortunately, it's not Lazor, it's Lazar.
It is Lazar. Okay.
When I met him the first day, I walked up and I just said, "Please tell me it's Lazor." And he goes, "No, it's Lazar." So I mean, I have to tell every broadcaster that when I see him. So, but no, Max is he was a high school kid in 2017. He's worked his way up. He's pitched really well at this level, and that's unusual. Another kid that's unusual that you didn't mention is Reese Olson. He was a high school pick last year, and usually the Brewers take their time with high school picks. They send them to the Arizona League for a year, and then they send them to the Pioneer League for a year, and then they get to the Midwest League. But Reese Olson was a high school pick out of a high school in Georgia last year. He was going to go to Georgia Tech. Brewers got him, I think it was the 13th round. And he really did well in the Arizona League last year. And he had a great spring. And when I went down for spring training this year, everybody was talking about it. And he's a young kid that can throw 93, 94. And as he develops, they can project that fastball picking up a couple of miles an hour. And I've seen him pitch some outstanding games the last couple of times out. Scotty Sunich, he was a reliever out of Washington State last year. Brewers picked him. He's a starter now. He's had some good outings and bad outings, but he's got an idea, and he gets really competitive when guys get on base. And that's kind of helpful at this level. And a couple of guys that you didn't mention were Adam Hill and Chad Whitmer. Adam Hill was the starting pitcher last night. And he had five innings. He gave up one hit, and the only hit was a bunt single. And then he came back out for the sixth and kind of scuffled a little bit. But he was actually picked by the Mets. He pitched in the New York Penn League last year. He's 6'6". The Brewers picked him up in the Keon Broxton trade in January. And he's on some prospect lists, and I can see why, because he pitched really well last night, and he's had some really good outings. And Chad Whitmer is the other one. He picked him up last year in June in a trade with the Yankees for some international bonus money. And he's just had one bad outing this year. I mean, he's got 9 outings, and 8 of them are scoreless. His strikeouts are way up there. So all of those guys that you mentioned are just, I mean, the Brewers did a really nice job drafting guys and bringing guys in.
And I ask this always of the minor league people: is give us maybe one guy. Since we talked a lot about the pitch, maybe one offensive player that maybe a little under the radar that people don't know a whole lot about. Brewer fans don't, that you see as someone that may be a surprise as he continues to develop this year and then a few years down the road.
Offensively, I think David Fry is a name. He's not on a lot of prospect lists because he was an older player drafted out of college with the 7th round. But he was the Southland Conference Player of the Year. He was a catcher. He can catch. He can play first. He's played some outfield. He's leading the Midwest League in doubles right now. And that's something that's probably going to come around quite a bit, too. He hit a bunt. He had, like, I think it was 12 home runs in the Pioneer League last year. And as he develops, I think he might be one of the guys that kind of jumps up and kind of grabs a little notice, especially if he can play some first base. And, you know, because the Brewers don't have a lot of prospects at first base down in the minor leagues right now. So, and as a catcher as well. So, I mean, that's something that everybody wants and everybody needs. So I kind of like the David Fry as maybe an under the radar kind of guy. And as far as the pitchers go, I don't think anybody's really under the radar with the, with the Brewers, right now, but There's a kid that they signed out of independent leagues, Logan Gillespie. He played in the United Shore Professional League over in Michigan last year, and he's played in a bunch of independent leagues, and the Brewers signed him. He's mid-90s with his fastball right now a couple of times, and he's got a really competitive streak to him, and he's actually supposed to start tonight, hopefully, weather permitting, and I'm really looking forward to see what he can do tonight and for the rest of the season as he kind of builds up and maybe starts doing some stuff.
I'll tell you what, Chris, I know Randy and I, we're looking forward to this Saturday because you guys are having Superhero Day at the ballpark and even a special appearance from possibly Ant-Man. I mean, Randy and I, we're Marvel fans here in the studio, so we're already excited for that.
Yeah, it's something that we do. Just don't spoil Endgame for me. I've been kind of busy, so I haven't had a chance to go see it, and I've been staying offline.
We won't say a word. We won't say a word. All right, he's Chris Behring, the voice of the Wisconsin Timber Rattlers. We appreciate so much, Chris, you took the time to talk with us, and we'll catch up with you probably a few weeks down the road and see what's new and how things are developing with some of these top Milwaukee Brewer players. So thanks again for being with us.
All right, thanks for having me, guys.